Please do sit down. I have here a well-wrapped Christmas gift. It's not even for me, but I've just borrowed it for a little while. Are there gifts under the tree at your house? Have you looked to see how many of those gifts have got your own name on them? There's a story about a young boy who spent the weeks leading up to Christmas checking out the gifts that were under the tree. Every day he was there, looking at the labels and counting up the presents. He loved looking through them, arranging them and counting them, until one day he discovered that his sister had more presents than he did. And so, of course, he runs to his mother, really, really upset. "Mum, Mum," he's screaming, "Katie's got more Christmas presents under the tree than I have. It's not fair." And so, of course, his mum goes on to explain that getting presents under the tree, of course, is not what Christmas is all about. Yes, it's good to give gifts if we're able to do so, but let's do so in the spirit of knowing that Jesus is the greatest gift of all. Maybe at times we've felt just like that little boy did, when we want to scream against everything and just shout out, "It's not fair." But how does that experience of screaming out our resentment affect our sense of joy? How do we experience joy if at the same time we're feeling upset? And Christmas should be a time of joy. Today we learn that our true joy is in Jesus' birth, not the presents that we give to one another or the ones that we receive. In fact, God is telling us that giving is even better than receiving if we give with that generosity of heart and spirit. In that reading in the Bible, we hear about Jesus spoken of as the Word, or the Logos in the Greek, the Word made flesh, Jesus, God come down amongst us. And in that reading, it refers to the one sent from God whose name was John, and that was John the Baptist. He was sent to prepare people for the coming of Jesus. John's ministry was to tell people to repent of their sins, to believe, to repent, to be baptized, and so prepare their hearts for the coming of our Saviour. And we're called to awake, to believe, and to repent, but also to prepare our hearts as well for the coming of Jesus. And the people were always asking John, "What should we do? How are we going to repent?" And John replies, "If you've got two coats, give them to the one who hasn't got one. If you've got some food, share it with somebody else." That same message of repentance is for us as well. If we want to experience the real joy that God wants each of us to have, then we've got to learn to share. We can't be like that little boy looking at the Christmas presents and screaming out, "It's not fair." God has given each of us varied and wonderful gifts, and God calls us to share them with other people, not to keep our own gifts, our own talents to ourselves. But if we share what God has so generously given to us, we're going to receive an even greater gift in return. It's nothing physical, but the gift we receive when we share is the gift of joy, the joy that God takes in delighting in us. Imagine Mary and Joseph standing over the manger, gazing at that child, that newborn baby. And like many parents, they were thinking, what are the possibilities? What is this child going to grow up to do? What's he going to be? Who's he going to take after? Who's he going to imitate? What's he going to look like when he grows up? So many unspoken possibilities. The tiny baby lying there in the manger is, of course, God's Son, who would grow up to give us the greatest gift of all, the gift of himself poured out on the cross for us. So our joy this Christmas is in Jesus. And we go away today thinking, what is one way in which I can give joy to somebody else? What could I do that would make a difference to somebody else? Make them happy, make them smile, make them know that they're loved. Each of us has got the ability to spread joy. It can be a kind word, it can be a smile, simple as that, just to make somebody else know that they are special and that they are very loved. Dear God, help us to learn that it is through remembering Jesus' birth and by giving to others that we receive true joy at Christmas. Help us to share what we have with others. In Jesus' name. Amen.